stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Chief Cody and Tim Collins, rookie firemen, at the scene of the great tenement fire, where the ruins of the building, now smoldering in the dim light of early dawn, lie collapsed in the street. As the hose men from the engine companies drench the charred timbers with streams of water, Chief Cody hunts Joe Ferguson, suspected as the arsonist who caused this desolation. But before we join the manhunt, here's a message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the scene of the tenement fire, where you remember Tim Collins and Fire Chief Cody are about to start searching for missing Joe Ferguson, the man who is suspected of having set fire to the tenement in the dead of night. And just a moment ago, a short distance away, Private Murphy of Hook and Ladder Company 3-1s heard a familiar voice raised in argument with a police officer.
So what, officer? Them two suitcases belongs to me.
Well, what do you know? If it ain't my pal Joe Ferguson, and Officer Martin has them by the collar.
Listen, it's cold. It's late. It's almost morning. You're supposed to be here to watch that fire line. Now go on and watch it. And lay off people that lost everything they own in the fire.
Well, now, Mr. Ferguson, that sure is tough.
Huh? Hey, you was there, fireman. You saw how everything I owned got all burned up in that fire. Creepers, I almost even lost my wife.
Yeah, you lost everything you owned except those two suitcases you had stacked here across the street behind the signboard. Come on, Ferguson, you better come along with me. Chief Cody wants to talk to you.
Collins, how is Mrs. Ferguson coming along?
Well, first aid wants to take her to the hospital, Chief Cody. She's had a bad shock, but... Well, they don't think they'd better move her yet.
She's hurt?
No, sir. Just minor burns from flame that reached out through the windows when we sent her down the lifeline from the top floor of that tenement.
Then why don't they take her to the hospital?
She refuses to go, sir, until her husband turns up.
Poor soul. He's a bad actor, that husband of hers. Stand by the first aid station, Collins. Let me know as soon as Murphy finds Ferguson. If he does.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to order the second and third call companies back to their stations. Second and third call companies. Second and third call officers, attention. Pick up and pull out. Second and third call companies, return to your station. First call company, begin to overhaul. Who's that?
It's me, Chief. It's Murphy.
Well, what luck? Did you find...
Come on, you. Step out of those shadows.
Quit shopping, will you?
All right, get up there where the chief can see you.
Oh, Ferguson. Nice work, Murphy. I'll remember this.
So will I. Don't you forget it.
Quiet, you.
Murphy, I'll take charge of this man.
Yes, sir.
Report to your company commander.
Yes,
sir. Tell him 3-1's company is to rope off this street at both ends of the block. I'll keep everybody out until the arson squad is through with the wreckage.
Yes, sir. Lieutenant Kennedy. Right to the chief.
You, Ferguson. Stand by there till I'm ready for you. Or I'll lay you out flatter than that tenement. You hear me?
You can't do this to me. I'm a citizen. I'm a taxpayer.
Oh. Searchlight company. Give the overhaul companies more light. Engine 209, drop a line into that cellar. Now pump out that cellar. All right, Ferguson. I'm ready for you now.
Listen, I got a train to catch. My wife, she's waiting at the station for me right now. She ought to be.
Oh, she is?
Look, Chief, I told you hours ago. She and me were leaving town. That's why I was up in the middle of the night getting packed to move. And then I smelled the smoke and I run out and pulled the alarm. It saved everybody's life. Creepers. Some folks would call me a hero.
Ferguson, I'm not going to waste time on you. Look at the case we have.
A hot case you got against me.
That fire was set. We know a full bottle of kerosene was stolen from the second floor tenement and used to start a dozen fires throughout the cellar and in the air shaft. We find you, fully dressed in the middle of the night, lurking in the crowd watching the fire.
I told you 20 times it was me pulling you along.
Quiet. What's more, you had an insurance policy in your pocket. A policy covering your furniture that got burned up. And my friend, those details add up to arson in any court.
Yeah? Would I run out and leave my own wife to burn to death?
Well, that's where you miscalculated, Ferguson. You expected her to wake up in time to escape when we cleared the others out of the building. Yeah. The one sign of human feeling you showed tonight was when you thought your wife was doomed.
Well, Amelia's a good kid. Most times she does just what I tell her. Now, listen, I told her she should be at the station. We got to get that early train. Now, look, Chief, don't make me keep her waiting.
You're right, Ferguson. She's been waiting long enough. Come on with me.
Huh? I can go now?
You cannot. Come over here to the first aid station and bring those two suitcases with you.
Hooksy Collins.
Huh? You calling me, Murphy?
Wake up, kid. You want to fall off the truck? Oh, hang on yourself.
Oh. What's the idea, riding along with your eyes closed?
Oh, man, if we got a call right now to a five-alarm fire, you know what I'd do?
Oh, lie down right in the middle of it and go to sleep.
You said it. Ah, what a night. There's one good thing. It's almost 8 o'clock.
All right. First platoon is coming on duty. It's up to them to clean up the truck and put her back in service.
Well, here we are, Hooksy. Home again. Swing off the truck there so as Pete can back her in.
Yeah. All clear, Pete. Back her in.
First platoon, turn out. Break out that polish. You got housework to do.
Look at their faces, Murphy.
Come on, you housemaids. We want all three ones all shined up when we get back tonight.
Oh, hey, Hooksy, how about some breakfast?
I'm going home for a break. Yeah, I'm going home and pound a hole in my pillow until report time tonight.
Fire Department Headquarters. Chief Cody speaking. The Daily Press? Oh, hello, Murchison. Well, this fellow Ferguson made a full confession. Yes, like most of these arsonists, he must have a screw loose somewhere. Yeah, married to a fine woman like that wife of his, and yet he dreams up a crazy plan that might have destroyed a dozen whole families, as well as that tenement they lived in. Yeah, all for the sake of a few dollars insurance money. Oh, yes, of course. I want young Collins to get full credit. It was a mighty fine job he did, mighty fine. Yeah, that's right, son of Ben Collins. You know, Ben was chief of the department for years. Write it up any way you like. Count on me for cooperation any time, Murchison. Any time at all. All right, goodbye. Well, guess my report is complete. Rover! Where in blazes is that clerk of mine gone? Come in. Just when I want him. Well, who's this? The whole Collins family?
Oh, no, Chief Cody. Only me.
Well, you're welcome as the flowers in spring. Where's Jimmy? Where's your brother, Judy?
Oh, they only sent me, Chief Cody. Jimmy was mad, but they said one was enough. I said I was sure you'd do it if I asked you.
Do what, Judy? Anything I can do for an old friend, just say the word.
Chief Cody, sir. I am not here as an old friend. I am here as
We're not friends anymore, Trudy?
Well,
now that's bad news. What have I done?
Oh, no, Chief. We're still friends, but well, they sent me, don't you see?
They? Who's they?
All the kids at Northside School. So I'm not a friend, Chief Cody. I'm a delegation.
Oh, I see. Yes. A delegation to ask for what?
For you to come to Northside School to be our fire prevention speaker tomorrow. It's 11 o'clock sharp. I mean, assembly is. So will you please say yes?
Now, don't get the old man all mixed up. You say the boys and girls at Northside School want a speaker for assembly. A speaker from the fire department?
Yes, sir. So they sent me on account of knowing you so well.
Trudy, I wish I could, but tomorrow at 11, I'll be meeting with the fire prevention committee of the Commerce Club.
Oh, Chief Cody. Oh, dear, now what'll I do?
Don't give up. I'll get your speaker.
Oh, but I promised it would be you.
Hello. Hello, switchboard. Get me Private Timothy Collins. That's right, Tim Collins. Yes, I have a special duty for him tomorrow at Northside School.
Oh, you're going to send Tim. Oh, next to you, Chief Cody. I'd rather have Tim best of all.
Hello. Oh, hello, Mrs. Collins. This is Chief Cody. Yes, I'd like to speak to Private Collins, if you please. It's very important.
Well, what do you suppose Tim Collins, rookie fireman, is going to think when he hears of this special duty at Northside School? Tim is a firefighter, one of the best. And maybe he'll think things will be pretty quiet up at the school Trudy and Jimmy attend. But where Tim Collins goes, action follows. So don't miss the excitement at the big modern school building in our next True to Life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something else you want to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all young firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with your special assignment. Attention, firefighters. You are to make a checklist of methods of fire prevention that have come to your attention. You know, most of the common fire hazards can be found in your home and school. Now, put together what you know. Jot down a list of steps you can take to make your home and your school safer places for yourself, your friends, and your family. Make that list and keep it handy for constant reference. That is all. Goodbye for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.